أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا اقتلوه أو حرقوه فأنجاه الله من النار، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا، ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. فآمن له لوط وقال إني مهاجر إلى ربي إنه هو العزيز الحكيم. ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وجعلنا في ذريته النبوة والكتاب وآتيناه أجره في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. ولوطا إذ قال لقومه إنكم لتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين، أئنكم لتأتون الرجال وتقطعون السبيل وتأتون في ناديكم المنكر. فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا ائتنا بعذاب الله إن كنت من الصادقين. قال رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين. We are going through Surah Al-Ankabut, and today we're going to start from ayah number 24. And at the end of the previous lesson, the discussion started about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and how he tried to invite his people towards Islam when they were worshipping statues. And this was a very difficult thing for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to do, because his own father, or according to some riwayas, his own uncle, was the one who used to carve statues, make statues, and he used to sell the statues. And it was during the course of one of the festivals that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam became very frustrated. And when people were going out to celebrate the festival, he said, "I'm sick." He stayed behind and he destroyed all of the idols except for the bigger one. And when the people returned, they saw that all of the idols had been destroyed, and they started discussing amongst themselves that it could only be one person who complains about these idols all the time, and that is Ibrahim. So Ibrahim, obviously, he was called in front of the people. He said that, "Why don't you ask the big one?" He had left the big one untouched, and he put the axe that he had used to destroy the other idols with on the neck of this bigger statue. And he said, "Why don't you ask this big statue why it destroyed the other statues?" He blamed the big statue. So of course, they didn't have a response to that, and they decided that they were going to punish Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and they threw him into the fire. And the story of that is in more detail in Surah Al-Anbiya, where he is put into the fire and the fire becomes a source of peace for him, and it becomes a source of, instead of punishment, he enjoys his time in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the fire, "Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim," become cold and a means of salam, a means of peace for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So here the story is along those lines, not in detail, but this is the thing that has been mentioned over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِ. There was no response of his people. The people had no response, meaning after he gave them all of the proofs and said, "Ask the bigger statue," they had no response. إِلَّا except أَنْ قَالُوا, that they said, "اُقْتُلُوهُ, kill him," أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ, or burn him. فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the fire. Okay, so فَمَا كَانَ. Fa, we've mentioned before, what does fa mean? Ma is a nafiyah here, a negative. No, kana, meaning they did not have, jawaba, a response. We use the same word in Urdu, jawab. There was no response of his people, قَوْمِهِ. Qawm means people, and qawmihi, his people. So there was no response of his people, illa, except, an qalu, that they said. Qalu, they said. Okay? uqtuluhu, and this is an order to many people. If many people are sitting in front of you, use this word. Uqtulu, kill, all of you, kill, who? Him. Uqtuluhu. Aw means or. Harriquhu. Harriqu means burn him. Who? Harriquhu, burn him. فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. أَنْجَا saved who? Him? Allah. Allah saved him. مِنَ النَّارِ. مِن, it means from. النَّارِ, the fire. So again, the translation. There was no response of his people except that they said, kill him or burn him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the fire. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, in that, meaning in such stories or in such episodes, in such miracles, لآيات, there are indeed signs, there are miracles. لِقَوْمٍ, for people, يُؤْمِنُونَ, who have iman. Again, the translation word for word, inna, indeed, fi, in, dhalika, that, la, indeed, ayat, there are signs, ayat is the plural of ayah, ayah can mean verse, and it can also mean miracle or a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, indeed, in that, indeed, there are signs, liqawmin, li, for, qawmin, for people, yu'minun, who have iman. Yu'minun actually means they have iman or they have faith. Okay? So indeed in this there are signs for the people who have iman. وقال, and he said, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا. Indeed, whatever you are taking other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as statues, مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is just out of love for each other in this worldly life. Okay, so what does that mean? Peer pressure. The environment that we're in. We basically bow to the needs of the time. When in Rome, do as Romans do, as the saying goes. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told his people that, you know, there's no excuse for you to worship these statues. And the only reason that you're doing it is so that you can, you know, the people around you can be happy with you. The families that you associate with, the tribes that you associated with, the villages that you associate with, you are just making each other happy. Okay? Just for the love of each other. Just so that your friends can get happy. But if you use your own logic, if you use your understanding, if you use your own sense, you will understand that there is nothing that can be derived from worshipping these statues. Okay, so وَقَالَ إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And he said that indeed, what you are taking other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as statues, they are مَوَدَّة. They are a love between you and the worldly life. وَقَالَ means, and he said, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam said, إِنَّ indeed مَتَّخَذْتُم, what you took. Ma is, here means what. Ittakhadhtum means to take, to hold, to follow, to grasp. So in the root word of that is akhadha, akhadha, and it's been taken into ifti'al, and ifti'al will make it turn into ittikhad, ittikhad, and ittakhadhtum means to take, to hold fast to. Min dunillah, min, from, dunillah, other than Allah. Dunillah, other than Allah, awthanan, this came last week, these are statues, and this is the plural of wathan. Wathan means statue, awthan means statues. Mawadda, this, the root word of mawadda is wadda, yawaddu, waw, dal, and dal, wadda. It means to love each other. And this mawaddat, it's used in Urdu also, mawaddat, for the word love. So, mawadda, it is love, bainikum, between all of you. This is love between all of you, fi, in, al-hayat, the life, ad-dunya, of the world. So, in the worldly life. So again, the translation. And he said, indeed, what you are taking other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are statues and it is love between you in this worldly life. So you're just doing all of this to please each other and to make each other happy. So what's going to happen? ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. Then on the day of judgment, each of you will reject each other. يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And you will curse each other. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ. And your abode will be the hellfire. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And there will be no helper for you. So this is what always happens, even in the worldly life, as long as, you know, people are getting along just fine and, you know, people, you know, like crooks, criminals, for example, as long as they're making money and they're, you know, hurting people and they're not getting caught, they are best friends. Okay, as soon as they get caught, then what happens? They are offered a deal behind the scenes that you snitch on your friend, we'll give you less years, we'll give you less punishment. So what do? They bow to that and they, you know, they start, you know, telling everything, whatever happened, all of the crimes that they're involved in. And this is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. That in this world, they have love and affection and everything for each other, and they love the statues and they love their friends and they love all of the people that they're associating with that are involved in the same crime of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the Day of Judgment, they will reject each other. And they will curse each other, and they will basically, you know, shirk their responsibility, and they will wash their hands of each other, and basically they will, you know, they will regret the fact that they used to love each other and help each other. So the word for word translation, ثُمَّ then يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ on the day of judgment, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ on the day of judgment, يَكْفُرُ reject, he rejects. بَعْضُكُمْ some of you, بَعْضَ others. So يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضَ means some of you will reject the other. Some of you will reject the other, meaning that the people who used to worship the statues, they will reject the statues. Or the statues will reject the people. They will reject the people that, you know, we didn't tell them to worship us. Or the rabbis or the priests that the people started worshipping, they will start saying that, you know, we didn't tell them to do what they did, meaning they started worshipping us. Just like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that while I was with them, kuntu shaheedan ma dumtu feehim, that while I was with them, that I monitored them and I watched them, falamma tawaffaytani kunta anta ar-raqib alayhim. When you gave me or you raised me up, كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ, you are the watcher over them. وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ, and you are a watcher over everything. So even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will say, no, I didn't tell them to مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ, that I didn't tell them what, except what you told me to tell them, that was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as long as I was there, they were doing what they were supposed to, but then when I left, then you are watching over them and you know full well what they did. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will also reject whatever these people did after him. So يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, some of you will reject the other, meaning the people will start rejecting each other. وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and some of you will start cursing the other. وَيَلْعَنُ, the root word is لَام, عَيْن and نُون, لَعَنَ, and it means to curse. بَعْضُكُمْ, some of you will curse the other. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ, مَأْوَى means abode. And this is from the word أَوَى يَأْوِي. أَوَى يَأْوِي, and it means to take an abode or to take refuge in a place. And مَأْوَى, it means a place of abode, place of refuge. So مَأْوَاكُمْ, your place of refuge will be an-nar, the hellfire. وَمَا لَكُمْ, and here ma is nafiya, a negative meme. وَمَا لَكُمْ, there will be nothing for you min, from an-nasirin, the helpers. Nasirin is the plural of nasir, meaning the one who helps. So there will be no helpers for you on the Day of Judgment. All of these idols that you assumed were going to help you on the Day of Judgment, they're not going to help you at all. Nothing, not even the prophets are going to be able to help you. There's a very beautiful hadith in which people, the criminals, will go to each one of the prophets, and each one of the prophets, they will even raise their hands and say, no, I cannot do anything for you. And each one will remember, you know, being prophets, the mistakes that they might have made. Minor mistakes, not sins, minor mistakes that they might have made in this worldly life. And they will say that because of this, I'm afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might even punish me. And then ultimately they will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will go into sajda, and he will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will intercede. And his intercession will be accepted. And that intercession will be with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permit him to do that. So to get the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, it's essential that we love him. And we show our true love to him by following his sunnah. And we, you know, there are so many things that we could do to get the shafa'ah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. One of the minor things, the easiest thing, is when we hear the adhan, we make the dua. The Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'adda. Very easy to remember, and we probably hear it all the time. You know, if you have that, the Arabic channels at home or the Pakistani channels, when the adhan comes on, always this dua is coming on at the end of it. By listening to it again and again, you should have memorized it by now. So the reward of this dua is that if a person reads the dua after hearing the adhan, and of course during the adhan you're supposed to respond to the call of the muadhin also, then the Prophet ﷺ said that his shafa'ah will become wajib upon me on the Day of Judgment. I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. So this is a very beautiful dua and a very easy dua to remember, so we should try to put that into practice inshaAllah. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ, that means there will be no helpers. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطٌ. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطٌ. So now the story turns a little bit to Lut alayhi salam. He's another prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was the nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he actually accepted the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he himself was given prophethood, and he was sent to a people who inhabited a place called Sadum. Sadum, and from that is the word, in English also the word is Sodom. Sodom, and in the Bible you'll find two phrases, Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, so he was sent to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were involved in the sin of homosexuality. Okay, and this is something that in this day and age, when everybody wants to be politically correct, this is something that we have to be, as Muslims, be very, very wary of, and be aware that the sin is something that is not to be taken lightly. And it's not something that we have to be politically correct over. The very least that we have to say is that we should hate the sin, but not the sinners. Okay, if we want to, you know, be at least a little bit sympathetic, we hate the sin, but we hate the sin, but we don't hate the sinners. Okay, and unfortunately, there are many people, even amongst the Muslims, who are trying to gloss this over, just for the sake of being politically correct. Even amongst the Muslims, there are certain groups who are so-called, you know, modern Muslim groups, who want to be very inclusive. They want to, you know, say that, no, this is perfectly okay and there's nothing wrong with it, and so on and so forth. But as Muslims, we have to understand the Quran has very, very clearly banned this thing and condemned this thing, and we as Muslims have to stick with this condemnation. We cannot, just for the sake of political correctness, change our stance on this issue. A sin is a sin, whether we like it or not, whether society likes it or not, we have to maintain our principles, our morals and our ethics. And this issue is something, the issue of takhannuf, for example, it is something that the Prophet ﷺ, he was very, very particular about. And takhannuf means that a person who is a man, but he acts like a female. He has habits like a female, he walks like a female, he waves his hands like a female, for example. All of these things are, again, condemned in Sharia. And whether that person is involved in this ill habit or not, it is still something which is condemned. The Prophet ﷺ, he forbade people who acted like that from entering the households. And there could be two issues here. One issue is that a person, for example, he's a man, but he had, for example, 7-8 sisters and he was raised amongst the sisters. And because of being with his sisters all the time, he just picked up these habits of talking that way. But he doesn't have any bad feelings inside, meaning he's not inclined towards homosexuality, but he's just like that. So for that person, you would tell him to try to get rid of the habits. But if internally the person has this illness inside him, then of course that kind of a person should not be associating with us. And the Prophet ﷺ, he forbade people from associating with such people. And one particular incident is mentioned in a hadith that one of these people, he was amongst the Sahaba in somebody's house, and he said to one of the Sahaba, that I believe it was Abdullah ibn Umayyah, he said that if we conquer Mecca, then I will show you a woman who is the daughter of one of the leaders. إِذَا أَقْبَلَتْ إِذَا تُقْبِلُ بِأَرْبَعَ وَتُدْبِرُ بِثَمَانَ. Basically, what does that mean? When she comes with four, and when she goes, she goes with eight. Meaning, he was describing her body in detail, basically describing the rolls of fat that were occurring on the sides of her body, that the rolls of fat, you know, are four. When she when she's coming, you can see the four rolls of fat, and when she's walking away, you can see also four rolls of fat, meaning eight rolls of fat. So the wisdom of the Prophet ﷺ is very, very deep here. And this issue in this day and age is prevalent now, that because a person, for example, he's gay, and I'm sorry for being very, very blunt here, but it is an issue that we need to talk about, and we have to be very, very frank and clear about. Because people think that a person is gay, women basically become very relaxed in front of them. You know, to a degree that, you know, even to disrobe in front of them, or you know, not to be dressed properly in front of them, he's not interested in women, so therefore we can relax in front of him. Okay, yes, he might not have those tendencies, but what if he goes and describes your bodies to other people, like this person did? And this problem is prevalent to a degree that everybody in the fashion industry, or the barbers that you go to, who, you know, many of them, a very high percentage of them, who are hairdressers, for example, they have these tendencies. And women go to them, and they are very relaxed about the issue, because they say, well, he's gay. But so what if he's gay? It's not permissible for a woman to be in that kind of a situation with any kind of a man. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَخْرِجُوهُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ, that get rid of these people from your houses. And this issue we can go on and on about. But the people of Lut alayhi salam were involved in this very big sin. And the Quran condemns it, and the Bible also condemns it. And some of the Christians who want to be politically correct nowadays, they twist the story a little bit around. And they say the story, just very briefly, and the story actually will come in the following verses, was that these people were involved in the sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels in the form of humans to give them the punishment. And first they came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. After coming to Ibrahim alayhi salam and giving him the good news of Ishaq, they said, we are going to go to Lut alayhi salam and we're going to send a punishment to them. Now these people, they came in the shape of very, very beautiful humans. And when word got around in town that these beautiful people have just come into town, everybody wanted to go and do something bad with them. And they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam's house, and Ibrahim alayhi salam was very upset. Lut alayhi salam's house, and he said that, look, ha'ulai banati in kuntum fa'ilin. I have daughters here. My daughters, you know, marry them, and you know, fulfill your desires in the halal and the legal way. Okay, so again, that issue of the banat, the daughters, it has two interpretations. Was he actually talking about his real daughters, or being the prophet of a community, all of the women of the community were like his daughters? So either way, he was saying to the people that be ashamed of what you're doing, and look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you in terms of halal, and you are disregarding that, and you want to indulge in something which is prohibited and forbidden in Sharia. So he said, "Haula ibnati in kuntum fa'ilin." These are my daughters. You know, marry them and fulfill your desires. So they said, "No, we have no desire for your daughters. We want to do what we want to do." So this story is turned around by some Christian groups. They say that the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a punishment to these people was not because of their illness and what they were doing, but because they mistreated the guests of Lut alayhi salam. This is again the height of ignorance and the height of twisting things to be politically correct. So if you really want the correct meaning, the Quran is very, very clear about it, and this is what this story is about. Then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them and sent stones from the skies as a punishment towards them. And this is what this story is about. So this is what it starts off with. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطٌ. Lut alayhi salam had iman in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. فَآمَنَ. آمَنَ means he had iman. لَهُ, with him, meaning with Ibrahim alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam believed in what Ibrahim alayhi salam said. وقال, and he said, inni, indeed I am, muhajirun, emigrating, ila, to Rabbi, to my Lord. So this is again, it's still talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam right now. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I'm going to emigrate to my Lord. And the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam is that he left his people, he left his village and so on, and he went from Kufa to Sham. He went to the Bilad of Sham. Innahu huwa al-Aziz al-Hakim. Indeed, he is al-Aziz. He is forbearing and he is the wise. Innahu huwa al-Aziz al-Hakim. He is the forbearing and he is the wise. So again, فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطٌ. آمَنَ means he had iman. لَهُ, with him, Lut alayhi salam. وَقَالَ, and he said, indeed I am. إِنِّي means indeed I. مُهَاجِرٌ, am a muhajir. Muhajir, we use the word, and the root word is ha, jim, and ra, to make hijrah. And I am making hijrah, ila, to Rabbi, to my Lord. Rabbi, my Lord. Whenever you have a noun, it has a ya at the end of it. It means my thing. Kitabi. Okay. Qalami. My pen. My book. Bayti. My house. Okay. So Rabbi, my Lord. Innahu. Indeed, he. Huwa al-Aziz al-Hakim. He is al-Aziz. The word al-Aziz is from the word izzah. He is the one who has the most izzah. And al-Hakim, he is the most wise. And al-Hakim is from the word, the root word, ha, kaf, amim. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. We gave to him Ishaq and Yaqub. We gave Ishaq alayhi salam to him and Yaqub alayhi salam to him. Basically, Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam had a son called Yaqub, and from Yaqub alayhi salam were the 12 tribes of Israel, and from the 12 tribes of Israel you had Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and so many other prophets that were born in the 12 tribes of Israel. So this is what this verse is talking about. So wahabna lahu. Wahabna means we gave, and this is from the word Abdul Wahhab. The one who gives is Al Wahhab, the one who gives frequently. And it is the word hiba means to give as a gift. But the word, the root word is waw, ha, and ba. Waw, ha, and ba. Okay. So we gave lahu to him, meaning to Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub. Waja'alna, and we made fi in dhurriyatihi, in his dhurriya, in his progeny, in his children, an nubuwata, prophethood, wal kitaba, and books, meaning the Torah and Injil and the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam were in this progeny. They came in the progeny. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and we gave him his reward in the world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Okay, so وَجَعَلْنَا, we made فِي in ذُرِّيَّة, it means progeny, his children. So in his children, and nubuwa, and this is prophethood of course, and the root word is noon, ba, and alif, and naba'a. Naba'a means to the news, the one who gives the news is Nabi. Wal kitaba, and the book. Wa ataynahu, and we gave him. Ataina, we gave him. If you say atina, oh Allah, give me. Rabbana atina, give me. And ataynahu, in the past tense, we gave him. Ajrahu, his reward. Ajr means reward. Ajrahu, his reward. Fi, in ad-dunya, in the dunya, in the worldly life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him respect in this world, and from his progeny we have many, many prophets that came. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and indeed he, fi, in al-akhirah, the hereafter, indeed لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, he is from the pious people. The salih is a very well-known name. Salih means pious person. So indeed, in the hereafter, he'll be from amongst the pious people. وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And remember Lut alayhi salam, when he said to his people, إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, when he said to his people, إِنَّكُمْ, indeed you, لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, you are bringing about, or you are coming to, Al-Fahisha, to evil. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, nobody has beaten you to this. Meaning you are the first people who are indulged in this evil. You are indulging in this very bad evil. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا, nobody has beaten you to this. مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, nobody, anybody from the worlds has ever done this before. Okay? So again, وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, and Lut alayhi salam, when he said to his people, إِذْ, when, قَالَ, he said, لِقَوْمِهِ, to his people, إِنَّكُمْ, indeed you, لَتَعْتُونَ, indeed come to or go to الْفَاحِشَة, towards evil. الْفَاحِشَة, and this is anything related to committing evil, is known as fahisha, and the plural of that is fawahish. Okay, so fahisha, ma sabaqakum, ma is nafia here, and ma sabaqa means nobody beat you. Sabaqa means we have musabaqa. Musabaqa means to take a race, to have a race. So nobody beat you, nobody preceded you. Ma sabaqakum biha, with this evil, min ahadin, anybody, min al-alameen, from the worlds. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ. He asked the question, أَإِنَّكُمْ, are you indeed لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ, coming to men, meaning men coming to men, meaning doing the evil of homosexuality. وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ, and you are hijacking the roads, meaning you stand on the roads and you rob people. You are highway robbers. وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you bring about in your calling al-munkar. You call each other with munkar and evil. And there are many interpretations of this. Some scholars say that these people, what they used to do, they used to call each other with evil names, okay, with bad names. And another version is that they used to be very, very vile and very immoral people in various things. For example, if people used to break wind, they used to, you know, start laughing at him and making fun of him. And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ, he said that this is crazy that you laugh at somebody for doing something that everybody does. What is there to laugh at? So these people used to be involved in doing this. They used to just laugh at silly things, and they used to call each other evil names. Also is mentioned that they used to whistle at each other in the roads, and they used to sit on roads and just basically waste their time. And the Prophet ﷺ said that beware of sitting in roads. إياكم وكثرة الطرق. That beware of frequenting the ways. And if you have to sit on the ways, if you have to sit on the road, then make sure that you fulfill the right of sitting on the road. What is the right of sitting on the road? That you should make a lot of dhikr, and you should make salam to people, and you should lower your gaze. Okay? But, if you look in any culture that you look at, people that are standing on the roads and standing on the streets and just laughing and talking, the natural tendency is for them not to be moral. They're immoral people, and a woman is going past, they start whistling at that woman, and they start ogling her, and they start, insulting her in a very bad way. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ that said that beware of, indulging yourself in this kind of an occupation, that you just sit on the road all day and waste your time. If you have to, for example, you're a businessman and you have to sit on the market, for example, then the rule is that you lower your gaze, you make dhikr, and you make salam to people. Okay, don't waste your time in doing this. If you have to, then make sure you do these things. Okay, so he said to them, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ رِجَالٍ. Do you indeed come to men and you hijack the roads and you bring about in your calling al-munkar, an evil thing? I'm not going to do word for word because we're running out of time, so I'll just finish it off quickly. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اُتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. There was no response of his people except they said that if you're a prophet of Allah, then bring the punishment. If you're truthful, bring the punishment. Okay, and of course they continued to do what they wanted to do, and they continued to fulfill their desires in illicit and immoral ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the punishment to them, which will be mentioned in next week's lesson. So he said, قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He said, oh my Lord, help me. انصُرْنِي, help me. عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Against a people who are causing corruption. So the response of the dua was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent those angels in human form to tell him that this punishment is about to come down. So leave the village, leave, and the punishment of Allah will come down after you have left. So that is going to be discussed in next week's lesson. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand what has been said.